on the other side. Flames scream, hear the children cry. You see the wicked prowl along the border. They say death's the only peace the poor understand. Run for cover, run for cover, the storm is breaking. Father, son, mother, daughter, the earth is shaking. Run to the river, the water is cool. Run to the river, the water will heal your wounds. Say what you will with these hands. Say what you will, I'll say it with these hands.
Absence that spoke volumes and left me to come to my own conclusions and to repeat your mistakes. If just once you said, mijo, no lo hagas, or hazlo así, or piénsalo bien, did you not know how? Or did I scare you because I was so different and knew how to do nothing with my hands?
Danger on the highway, it's in the shadows. Darker, 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 I see the light. It's moving faster, howling like the wind blows. Time comes, you no longer fear the night. Say what you will with these hands. Say what you will, I'll say with these hands. I'll say with these hands. I'll say with these hands.
Hello, hello, Tilda Radio. This is DJ Wofu welcoming you to the live 233rd episode of the Copacetic Music Hour featuring the great Chicano rocker Alejandro Escovedo. We just listened to With These Hands. This is Ballad of the Sun and Moon with the Tejano artist Rosie Flores. We're broadcasting as typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. I'd like to thank Jim Long for tuning in from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. Thank you all for tuning in on what is a windy, quite chilly November evening here in suburban Maryland.
It started out like any other day.
Ya empezó.
The sun rising There was always the sun,
subiendo siempre el sol.
Mountains and the echo of the voices.
Las montañas, el eco de las voces.
Where'd they go? They fall.
¿A dónde fueron? Se cayeron.
Sons of the sun. That's the ballad of the sun and the moon.
Balada del sol y la luna.
Can you hear the cannon and the fighting?
Y la batalla.
Can you feel the soldiers when they're marching? They came, they took my sister away.
Vinieron, llevaron mi hermana.
They came and they took her away.
Mi hermana.
Sons of the sun. That's the ballad of the sun.
Balada del sol y la luna.
Started out like any other
noche, empezó como cualquiera.
Moon rising, there was always the moon.
Siempre la luna.
Mountains and the echo of the voice.
Las montañas, el eco de las voces.
Where'd they go? They fall. Sons of the sun.
Hijos del sol.
That's the ballad of the sun.
Balada del sol y la luna.
That's the ballad of the sun.
Balada del sol.
Welcome, welcome, Koenig, tuning in from Atlanta, Georgia, here during La Balada de la Sol y la Luna. This next track is Crooked Frame. Thank you. I really get the instrumental version of this? It's still quite good. Next track is Alejandro's rendition of Sabor a Mí.
Sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte. Conversar tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerza llevarás sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueño, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad de mi vida, doy lo bueno.
Wow, this is a little spooky.
Pasarán más de mil años, muchos más, que no sé si tengamos la eternidad, pero allá tan como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor. No pretendo ser tu dueño, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad de mi vida, doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de mil años, muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor, la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca de paz, sabor a mí. Sabor a mí.
This is San Antonio Rain.
Seems like everybody's trying to sell me something I don't need. Might be a half pound of cocaine, quarter gram of Mexican weed. But the last thing I need is something that'll dull my pain. I'd walk from here to San Antonio just to taste the cool tongue of the rain. But the rain ain't gonna come. No, the rain don't. Strong, I think I've felt enough of this. I asked the bartender for doubles. The bartender says I should quit. Once I could find a friendly face in every corner of this town. When you don't recognize a single soul, what's the use in hanging around? 'Cause the rain ain't gonna come. No, the rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. No, the rain don't wanna to your pulse, you whispered something pretty in my ear. I just laid down to close my eyes. When I woke up, there was nobody there. I hear the ocean calling, calling like a long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they'd let me in. The rain ain't gonna come. I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they'd let me in.
You had to go. 1980s at a wedding in San Antonio. A retired Texas Ranger sits down next to me and says, "What's your name?" So I tell him, "My name's Diego." "What kind of wetback name is that?" he asks. His teeth are yellow, and he's grinning at me as he says this. "Man, I thought you were a Texas Ranger. Can't talk that way." Again, he smiles. "I can talk any way I want. You should know that by now. It's a wedding, man." "So?" He keeps looking at me. He's got a gray mustache. And he starts tapping his fist to the beat of the wedding band. Says. But now he's not grinning. He finishes his beer and orders another. "Tell me, what kind of wetback name is it?" The gente at the party are all having a good time. He starts looking at my cousin as she's dancing. His fat fist keeps the tempo. There's a guy in the corner making out with a woman twice his age. And there's a barbecue going on outside, and there's free drinks. Everyone's got a chela. So I tell him my name. When I do, he starts to disappear. He really does. Just disappears. I say, "Chica, macho baloso." You know, it's a fucking name you're too stupid to pronounce. It's a name that you can never change. In a way, it's just as American as yours. You probably don't even know about the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. You know, come to think it, the border crossed me, I didn't cross it. And if you really want to think about it, you're the wetback coming across the Atlantic. You know, it's a name that can fucking kick your ass. It's the name that women love, like a song that has melody. It's who I've become. I've finally grown into my name, which will live forever. Like a song, it has melody.
Love we've begun to find a place that is free. time that's brought you closer to me. These letters of mine, I love you, Rosalie. These letters of mine, they are more Rosalie. I love you, Rosalie. I love you.
Again, Tilda Radio, you've been listening to Wave. In just a few minutes here, I will have some background on Alejandro. As you all know, I've given in prior episodes.
I made it to the other side. The sun's not brighter here. It only shines on golden hair. I went north, I went south, maybe east, some left out. Some are rich, some are poor.
Pedro Alejandro Escovedo, born January 10, 1951, in San Antonio, Texas, is an American rock musician, songwriter, and singer-songwriter who has been recording and touring since the late 1970s. His primary instrument is the guitar. He's played various rock genres, including punk rock, roots rock, and alternative country, being most closely associated with the music scene in Austin, Texas. A beating creative heart, hopefully still, of the Lone Star State. Though he's also associated with music scenes in San Francisco and New York. His whole family is a musical one. I've highlighted Shayla Escovedo in the past. I should also highlight Pete Escovedo. I was looking at some of the genres that Alejandro's been a part of. I was definitely familiar with his early years in punk rock in the 70s. Alternative rock, Chicano rock, but cowpunk I had never heard of. Cowpunk apparently is a subgenre of country music and punk rock that began in the UK and Southern California in the late 1970s and early 1980s, blending punk rock or new wave with country, folk, and blues in its sound. Lyrical subject matter, attitude, and style. Very cool. Maybe this sort of demonstrates that. This is one of Alejandro's greatest hits, Castanets.
I love the sun when it's silhouette. I like her better when she walks away. I love her half across my face. I like her better when she walks away. Yeah, I like her better when she walks away. I like her better when she didn't stay. Yeah, I like her better when she danced my way. Come on, I like her better when she walks away. Come on.
Alejandro Escovedo was the son, or is the son, of a Mexican immigrant to Texas and a Texas-born mother. His family includes a number of professional musicians, including his brothers, the percussionist Coke Escovedo and Pete Escovedo, Sheila E., who's Pete's daughter and Alejandro's niece, and his brother Mario fronted the hard rock band The Dragons. Another brother, Javier, was in the punk rock band The Zeros. He began performing in the first wave punk rock group, The Nuns, with Jennifer Miro and Jeff Olener in San Francisco, California in the late 70s. He then moved to New York City in 1978 and joined the Judy Nylon Band. Escovedo lived in the Chelsea Hotel. In the 1980s, Escovedo moved to Austin, Texas, where he adopted a roots rock alternative country style of the band Rank and File with Chip and Tony Kinman, and then started True Believers with his brother Javier, John D. Graham, and the bass player Denny DeGregorio. Escovedo's first solo albums, Gravity and 13 Years, were released in 1992 and 1994, respectively. In 1997, Escovedo collaborated with Ryan Adams and the band Whiskey Town in recording sessions for their album Stranger's Almanac. He sings on Excuse Me While I Break My Own Heart Tonight, Dancing with the Women at the Bar, and Not Home Anymore. Whiskey Town also covered the True Believers song The Rain Won't Help You When It's Over, written by Escovedo on the re-released Stranger's Almanac Deluxe Edition. In 1998, No Depression magazine named him Artist of the Decade. Escovedo was also involved in a side project with Buick McCain, who released the album The Pawn Shop Years in 1997. In 1999, Escovedo contributed to a tribute album to Skip Spence, a co-founder of Moby Grape, who are a psychedelic rock band founded in San Francisco in 1966. The album, More Ore, a tribute to Skip Spence album, a tribute to the Skip Spence album, was intended to raise funds to address Spence's bill, medical bills from cancer. This Is Always a Friend, where Alejandro performs with Chuck Prophet. Thank you, user FXNet, for tuning in from the hot interior of Southern California, Bakersfield. Amazing that we're 45 minutes now through the episode. Now I have a few seconds to catch my breath and continue in my introduction, my background on Alejandro Escovedo. On More Ore, Escovedo performed a rendition of Spence's Diana. The critic Rob Brunner commented, "The best contributions come from artists who realize that Spence's work is as much about atmosphere as words and chords." Alejandro Escovedo offers an appropriately bleary Diana, Spence's darkest song. The album Boxing Mirror came out on May 2, 2006 and included many of the songs he had promoted with the Alejandro Escovedo String Quintet.
From across the river.
This is Across the River.
without a trace.
Escovedo won a short tour with the quintet, which included a date at Carnegie Hall, Zenkel Hall in early December 2006. In April 2008, Escovedo changed managers, hiring managers John Landau, the name sounds pretty familiar from his work with Bruce Springsteen, as I just saw, and Barbara Carr. Later that year, he released Real Animal, produced by Tony Visconti and co-written with Chuck Prophet. In 2009, Escovedo was invited to contribute to a tribute album to the late Doug Sam, recording a version of Too Ill, Too Late to Keep Your Soul, a tribute to Doug Sam. Or song.
Destroys a mother and sends her crashing through the tangled trees.
What kind In June 2010, Escovedo released Street Songs of Love, also produced by Visconti, but released on a new label, featuring songs that were originally presented during sessions on South Congress at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas, with his band The Sensitive Boys. According to Escovedo, the record ended up being an album about different types of love, the pursuit of a feeling that is forever elusive, mysterious, and addictive. The New York Times Critics' Choice review of Street Songs of Love stated, "In another, less fragmented pop era, this would be the album of thoughtful but radio-ready love songs to finally get Mr. Escovedo the big national audience he deserves." The album received airtime on radio shows such as Little Steven Van Zandt's Underground Garage, continuing to play the song Silver Cloud into the following year. In 2014, Escovedo appeared in the movie and contributed to the soundtrack of Veronica Mars, singing an acoustic version of We Used to Be Friends. Also that year, he co-produced and co-hosted the South by Southwest tribute to Lou Reed with Richard Barone. In October 2016, Escovedo released the album Burn Something Beautiful, which had been recorded in April of that year in Portland, Oregon. In January 2017, he did a short tour supporting the album, backed by some of the members of the Minus Five, Scott McCaughey, Peter Buck, Kurt Bloch, and John Moen, all of whom had performed on the album. All songs on Burn Something Beautiful were written by Escovedo, McCaughey, and Buck. In 2017, Escovedo recorded The Crossing in Villafranca, Italy at Cosa Beat, which he co-wrote with the Don Antonio Band. The band Don Antonio and Escovedo toured the U.S. and Europe extensively. The New Yorker magazine wrote a feature article on Escovedo published in October 2018 by Nick Baumgarten. Escovedo received the Townes Van Zandt Songwriting Award at the 37th Annual Austin Music Awards in 2019. In 2019, Escovedo recorded La Cruzada, translating his 2018 The Crossing into Spanish lyrics sung by Alex Ruiz. Escovedo received the Independent Icon Award at the 2020 A2IM Libera Awards. Escovedo was honored to be inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame in 2021. In 2023, Escovedo was inducted into the Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame. Currently, Escovedo is in the works of his memoir, a screenplay, and more music to follow. A very sad aspect of Escovedo's life is he lived with hepatitis C for many years and collapsed on stage in Arizona in 2003. Due to suffering with the disease. He lacked health insurance, and several musicians performed benefit concerts to assist with his medical bills. They also released the album Por Vida, a tribute to the songs of Alejandro Escovedo. The proceeds of the two-disc set went to the Alejandro Escovedo Medical and Living Expense Fund. Contributing musicians included John Cale, Lucinda Williams, Ian Hunter, Jennifer Warren, Steve Earle, the Jayhawks, Bob Newhart, Sohn Volt, and Escovedo's brother, Pete Escovedo, along with Pete's daughter, Sheila E., Javier, and Mario, his brothers. Fortunately, Escovedo was cured of hepatitis C in 2015. Another fun fact about him is after media reports revealed George W. Bush's iPod playlist included Escovedo's song Castanets in 2005. Escovedo announced that he would not play the song again as long as it was on Bush's iPod or until he was out of office. After 2 years, as Bush was nearing the end of his term, Escovedo lifted the moratorium and began performing the song again. Yes, as long as Castanets was on Bush's iPod or he was in office, he wouldn't play the song again. He wouldn't play the song again. All right, and that is my introduction to Alejandro Escovedo. I'm listening to Amor Puro. Next track is Mexico Americano, featuring Cesar Rosas. I'll have more tracks through the top of the hour, but we are coming close to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to thank you all now for tuning in. As typical, the recorded archive will be posted shortly after the end of the episode, and there will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you all have enjoyed this sampler of Alejandro's work this very chilly November evening. I hope you've had a good conclusion of your week, a good relaxing start to your weekend, that everything is landing and coming into place for you all.
In Mexico, poverty and lack of opportunity were indistinguishable from el otro lado. He says that until he joined the army, he felt more Mexican than American. My dad risked his life for a country that was barely even his.
Por mi madre yo soy mexicano. Por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro. Yo soy mexico-americano. Yo te comprendo el inglés. También te hablo en castellano. Yo soy de noble, yo soy mexico-americano. Minnesota, de Tijuana, Nueva York, los países son mi tierra, los defiendo con mi honor. Dos idiomas y dos países. Adiós. Sale raza.
Show me what has them. Tonight the TV's throwing colors on the wall. As I watch the cities of the world reduced to ashes, from where I sit at the bottom of the world. Ah, there used to be a phone booth down here on every corner.
call me up just to see my name. But now all anybody gets is a busy signal. No, I can't call home from the bottom of the world. She said, hey, newspaper boy, don't you think it's time you delivered? I said, say the word, your wish is my command. She ran me over like an 18-wheeler and dumped my body at the bottom of the world.
Yeah.